This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we have much to cover here. Have you been paying attention as to what's going on in New York today? It's interesting, for the last 15 years, the state-controlled media has been setting the narrative that you have a jihadi threat. And you were told after September 11, 2001, that it was a Muslim attack. And now, for some reason or another, you have been, you American constitutional patriot Christians, conservatives, all one and the same. It derives from the Christ, John 14:6. It's interesting how you have been the object of the attack. You are the end aim. You have been under attack since September 11th in this country. And to me, folks, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to open their eyes as to see what the problem is here. Again, keep in mind, the Oxford English Dictionary, the original definition for the word terrorism is government by intimidation. And what we're seeing is exactly what was been and has been warned and blown from the Trump, hilltops over here from sonsoflibertyradio.com for a long time, friends, concerning what's going on in your country today. For example, let's go back to Mayor de Blasio in New York City. It's interesting because this all links together. It's interesting that they are doing a press conference right now. He's allied literally with the illegals coming into this country behind him, as he is defying Donald Trump's presidential orders concerning immigration. Illegals. They're not undocumented, friends. They're illegals coming into the United States. But again, as I continuously shout from the rooftops over here, who is it that's stirring this all up? In cahoots with the controlled media, that's CIA-controlled, friends, on a global scale. Who's in cahoots with them? Who's working hand in glove to stir up the warfare within the United States of America on a continuous basis? It's the politicians. And you're seeing this again today. But you have the mayor from New York City, where the two towers drop, friends, defying the laws of our Constitution, a sanctuary city. It's a felony, America. And as long as you sit back and just put a little smile on your face and say, well, he's going to get what's got coming to him sooner or later. No, the fact of the matter is, America, those that are again doing the job are not the ones that you want doing the job, because there's a whole lot of good people in this country that have nothing good to do in the sense of they have no good in them, yet they call themselves good. I mean, this is ridiculous what we're seeing here in this country. You know, and I'd like to highlight the fact, too, just kind of taking it over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlighting what's going on across the United States of America. I mean, this is just, you have your representatives that swore within themselves that they would uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, that are actually warring against that Constitution, tearing down the laws, attempting to tear down the laws in so many different ways, and rebuilding it in their one world order, image, friends. And that's exactly what they're doing. And folks, they've been doing this for a long time. Now, the good news is, I just wanted to let you know, for those that did not know, our friend David Rockefeller, he's dead at 101 years old. I wonder if he needs to be convinced that there's a hell now. I just want to know. As a matter of fact, did you know that David Rockefeller, who just passed away, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, he said some even believe the Rockefellers are a part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States. This is what he said. Characterizing my family and me as internationalists, conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, David Rockefeller said, I'm guilty and I'm proud of it. In America, you've been told by the state-controlled media that anybody that calls these people out for what they even say and for the fruit on their trees, that they are conspiracy theorists. Folks, he said it. That was a quote directly from David Rockefeller. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And friends, the good news is he's in hell exactly where he belongs. Now, the world is now going to be a better place to be without guys like him, and there's many more to come. Because these people thought that they were going to rule the roost, and what they found, even at 101 years old, that no man can keep his own soul alive, tells us the Lord. Yes, indeed he did, and he has. And guess what? David found out, didn't he? See, these people think that they're the elitist. They think that they're going to live on forever. They are. But where is it that they're going to live on forever, friends? Well, I'd like to ask David how that's working out for him right now, friends. It's a little too late, and he thought he was going to rule the roost because he wanted to put himself in the place of God, just like Satan did in Isaiah 14. Read it when you get a moment. Now, I understand why these things are happening in this country because, again, friends, some will say, Bradley, you're so harsh. I had a guy on a live feed yesterday say to me, Bradley, you're such a broad stroke when it comes of the conservatives. And I said, what do you mean a broad stroke? I said, who's responsible for what's going on in this country? And I said, that sounds a little irresponsible to me. And the fact of the matter is, friends, and you've heard me, if you've listened to the show 100 times, you probably heard me say it 50 times. There wouldn't be a lawless left in the United States of America if the right was doing the right thing all the time. Now, what am I getting to? This is what I want you to hear. And I'm going to play some audio for you real quick. This is a self-proclaimed conservative named Tommy Loren. Now, I don't know what the appeal is with her, but you know as well as I do, Fox News, they like putting all these, you know, they're trying to get these little hotties, these pretty women to get up and basically read a teleprompter. Who's the prettiest girl that can read the best, because we want her to be our news anchor. And the best they have are the likes of Tommy Loren. Now, she's over with Glenn Beck for what he's worth, that lunatic. But it's interesting to note, friends, that Tommy Loren calls herself a constitutional. Did you hear what I said? Self-proclaimed conservatives Tommy Loren says that she is pro-baby murderer. She is pro-choice. And friends, what's sad about all this is she had the approbation of the political view of a bunch of ignorant women that were putting their hand on Tommy Loren as their best friend because she agreed with them because she has a pro-choice stance. Now, here's the good news. Tommy Loren and these women on the political view, these gossips, these ignoramuses, literally, friends, it's a good thing they're not the standard. Well, I want to tell you something. They are not the standard. But coming back to what you claim to be conservative, here you have another reason as to why you're in trouble in this country, because you have another self-proclaimed conservative calling herself pro-choice. I'm going to play the audio right on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also, friends, if you want to check out our Facebook account, please do. Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, double E on our Facebook. And, friends, you can also jump over on our Twitter account for what it's worth. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E. And if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, friends, get this in your heart. Let it drop from your head into your heart, because God speaketh to the heart, not the head. Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, I want you to take that to what I'm talking about concerning the likes of Tommy Loren. Friends, these are a bunch of airheaded, teleprompter-reading women, and they're put up to appeal to the lust of the flesh, which we are to disregard. Read the book of 1 John chapter 2. And Fox is known for doing this, and this is the best that the conservatives have. Well, they've taken the bait concerning this individual, too, until she got on to The View with these women, these Political View, it's called. And it must be a portion of their show. I've never watched it, and there's a reason that I've never watched it, because, again, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. These people think no further than what they're told, and that's a good little useful idiot, is it not, said Vladimir Lenin. But what I want to do is I want to play some audio for you, because, again, this is a prime example of where today's conservatives are. They are yesterday's liberals. I'm not creating this. I'm not making this up. I'm not fabricating any of this information. This is just another prime example of why, America, you're in trouble, because you accept people for what they say rather than judging them by their fruit. Now, listen to Tommy Loren, who gets the approbation and the approval of the world. World, folks. for agreeing with these women. Now, when I said to you during the first segment, Tommy Loren, she said that she was a constitutional. I didn't forget the word constitutionalist. I didn't finish the end of that for a purpose as if she didn't. I'm simply saying this is what she said. I'm a constitutional, she said. You're a constitutional? What do you mean you're a constitutional? Well, now listen to what happens when the world speaks to this conservative. And again, you can probably fill in the blank, but America, why are you in trouble? Listen to this.
You call yourself a conservative Republican and a constitutional conservative, but you also consider yourself pro-choice, which is interesting to me because 68% of conservative Republicans think that abortion should be illegal across the board.
No, I'm pro-choice, and here's why. I am a constitutional, you know, someone that loves the Constitution. I am someone that's for limited government, and so I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and say I'm for limited government, but I think that the government should decide what women do with their bodies. I can sit here and say that as a Republican, and I can say, you know what, I'm for limited government, so stay out of my guns. And you can stay out of my body as well. So I think it's...
Well, you need to go out and speak to women about that.
I do. I do every day. I do every day. Okay. And, you know, I get a lot of attacks from conservative women as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's equal hate from all sides for me.
You don't have any...
Oh, isn't she the victim? See, here's a woman that advocates the murder of the baby in the womb, as if to suggest, pro-choice suggests, friends, that it's the baby's fault that it was conceived in the first place. So therefore, don't blame the woman who made the choice to be impregnated against God's moral law, the sixth and seventh commandment. No, just go ahead and do what you want to do. And if you get pregnant, then blame the fruit rather than you for taking the responsibility and making the choice of having the baby in the first place. Well, you say, well, I didn't want to have the baby. Well, then you shouldn't have violated the moral law of God. You can also read Exodus 20. You can also read 1 Corinthians 6:9, because fornicators shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven neither, and that's sex before marriage. But here you have a conservative that's accepted by the conservative movement, friends. As she calls herself a conservative, and she said that she's pro-choice and she's a constitutional. I mean, if that wasn't enough to shut the television off right then and there, I mean, outside of the fact that the apple doesn't fall too far from the loony tree concerning Glenn Beck, then, friends, I don't know what to tell you. I'm a constitutional. And then she says, stay out of my guns, and you can stay out of my body as well. And I get hate from both sides. Now, friends, whose talking points are those when she uses the word hate? That would be the talking points of those that you would call the left. I want to tell you something, friends. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. Number one, love magnifies the laws of our constitutional republic in which she says she's a constitutional. Well, guess what, Tommy Loren? It's against the law to kill in this country. And it's not hate to tell someone that wants to kill their baby that that's against the law. No, that's love to tell that person that it's against the law. Because it's not legal, it never will be legal, just because corruption in government sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb, it doesn't make it so. And what's so ironic about all of this, friends, is when you look at those that voted in favor to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, isn't it interesting how they were the ones that put their hand on the Bible and they swore to uphold the Constitution, so help me God? And isn't it interesting they swore before heaven and they swore before man, and right above them is none other than Moses and the Ten Commandments with two tablets in his hands, where it says right under him, inscripted, friends, on stone and in stone, justice, the guardian of liberty. I mean, are these people so ignorant as if to suggest that it's really a choice to go ahead and murder the innocent in the womb? Well, so say the conservatives of the day, and they said this, and they have been saying this since 1973, because America, you that profess to be the good people in this country, have tolerated the crimes of a few in your government. So how good are you? That's my question. But let's go back to this really quick. When you go back to Mrs. I'm a constitutional, I want to tell Tommy Loren, she doesn't know how to actually pronounce these words very well, and I want to help her out a little bit. It's called a constitutionalist, not a constitutional. And that shows you how little time she's actually spent in the Constitution. She doesn't understand that the Declaration of Independence is the seedbed to the Constitution of the United States of America, and she surely has not taken the the time to actually understand that the presupposition in every conversation that we have as constitutionalists, conservatives, patriots, and Christians is that we are here to magnify the law of God the way that Christ did and is. Psalm 40, Hebrews 10. He was a preacher of the circumcision, Romans 15, 8. We are a Christian nation, and we are a nation of laws, not a nation of opinions. But it's a sad day in America when a constitutional like Tommy Loren doesn't even know what the word is concerning what she claims to be. It's a constitutionalist. And she wants the government to stay out of my guns, she said, and you can stay out of my body as well. Wow, that's amazing how that works, isn't it? When you read the end of the Constitution, for those that did not know, it says that the convention, by the unanimous consent of the states, present the 17th day of September in the year of our Lord. This is on the constitutional and the documentation. If you want to go ahead and go online and download it, you will find that what I'm reading is exactly what the Constitution says. In the year of our Lord, 1787, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 12th and witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names, and then the signers of the Constitution. I mean, what this woman is doing, she's saying that she's being hated by the conservatives. No. The conservatives that are actually calling her out for her hypocrisy, those are the good people I'm talking about. And she said, Tommy Loren said, the girl that a good portion of the conservatives in America have accepted as a conservative friend, when she is not, they've accepted her as a standard, which she is not. Christ is the standard. Our laws are the standard in which Christ fulfilled in this country, friends. Don't ever forget that. And by the way, if you want to read every preamble in every state in the United States of America, that also starts out acknowledging the God of the Mosaic Institution. So the presupposition is that God is, if you're a constitutionalist. And God is the lawgiver, and we are an empire of laws, again, not of opinion, said John Adams. But just because you say you're something, friends, doesn't make it so. I mean, this woman has the approval of the world, and she has the approval of the conservatives that are not conservatives, that they are yesterday's liberals, when she comes out and talks out of both sides of her mouth. And friends, that's exactly what she has done. You need to look up the word conservative because it means a preservative. And we're called to be the salt and the light of the world, the earth, right, friends? Well, guess what salt does? It stops the putrefaction in what you're seeing today. So just because they say they're conservatives, friends, doesn't make it so. You judge them by their fruits. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I know some people, they just don't understand consecration. They don't understand sanctification, which is a process, Ezekiel 36. They don't understand that we're called to be, I'm not talking about separatists, friends, because we are called to go out into the world, but we are called to be a holy people, and that's a work of the Holy Ghost as He regenerates us and renews us. You know, it kind of reminds me of David when he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. Well, when you're clean and you're set for the battle, you walk in holiness. And you do that out of gratitude because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sins, in which He covered through as a propitiation through His blood. But it amazes me how people just so lightly take the Word of God and they call themselves Christians, not knowing the third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. It means you better practice what you preach, because if you don't, the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. He will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And people don't understand that he's a good father and he chastises those that he loves. Read Hebrews 12. When you get a moment, read Revelations 3. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. But there is lines, and friendship with the world is enmity with God, James 4:4. 2 Corinthians 6 comes to my mind right now. Come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. And he said, and I will receive you, and you will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will walk among you. People think that, you know, is that like cultish or something? Well, let me ask you a question. What Bible are you reading? I mean, if we're his, we know that we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Alexander the Great. Remember, he was one of the greatest military generals who ever lived. Do you also remember that he conquered almost the entire world with his vast army? Did you know that one night during a campaign he couldn't sleep and he left his tent to walk around the campgrounds? And as he was walking, he came across a soldier. Christians were called to be soldiers of the cross. Well, this individual, this soldier, he fell asleep on guard duty. And that was a pretty serious offense. As a matter of fact, the penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. Because what would happen is the commanding officer would sometimes pour kerosene on the sleeping soldier and light him up to his death. Now what happened is the soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great himself approached this sleeping soldier. And recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. Alexander the Great asked the soldier, "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" The soldier said, Yes, sir. Yes, I do." The soldier responded in a quivering voice, "Soldier, what's your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. "Alexander, sir," he said in a quivering voice. Again, Alexander the Great repeated the question, "What is your name?" My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time, and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, "What is your name?" And a third time, the soldier meekly said, My name is Alexander, sir." Well, Alexander the Great, knowing all the well with what he was sharing through experience and testimony, said, as he looked at the young soldier straight in the eyes, he said, "Soldier," with intensity, he said, "either change your name or change your conduct." I mean, when we look at today's conservatives, friends, I mean, I'm embarrassed for them. I'm literally embarrassed from when you have the world and their approbation and they're okay with your version of conservatism, friends, you are in trouble. And that's exactly why, because there's no lines drawn in the sand as the standard is we continuously follow the Christ, friends. And Tommy Lawrence, she's a prime example of what I'm talking about. I'm embarrassed for her. Completely. I mean, she wants to stand in the middle way. It seems that so many conservatives in America are groping for the middle way so they don't offend anybody. When you tell the truth, you are going to offend people. But I'll tell you what, it's better to offend a sinner that he might repent before God than you offend heaven. And by the way, the definition of the word offend means anything that's offense towards God's moral law. When I'm driving down the highway and I'm going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone, that cop is offended at me because I am violating and transgressing that law, 1 John 3:4. I mean, when that person that's speeding, breaking the law, gets pulled over, I mean, can you just imagine that individual getting pulled over by the cop and the cop looks at him and said, "You just broke the law"? And all of a sudden, this individual that was breaking the law by speeding 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone looked at the cop and said, "You offend me." This is exactly what conservatives of the day, self-professed conservatives of the day, are doing when they turn the other cheek. I want to tell you something, friends. We have two cheeks here. You offend us more than two times, I want to let you know I'm not going to turn again. And the fact of the matter is, I don't turn the other cheek when I'm offended at what the world is accepting in this country. And as I said earlier, friends, during the first segment, you have politicians that are tearing down the Constitution, attempting to recreate it in their own ungodly images, promoting lawlessness, and then getting behind it with the state-controlled narrative, which is in cahoots with them, illegally, might I add. Yes, I said illegally, only to reinforce their illegal stance. And what they're doing is they're trying to turn unlaw against the law abiders. And this is in the scriptures. This is in the Bible. And when you have corruption creating policies to enforce against law abiders, that is the very definition of tyranny, America. And I want to tell you who's feeding that is the hypocritical conservatives, the patriots, and or the professed Christians in America. They don't walk the walk. They don't practice what they preach. There was once a diplomatic soldier during the Civil War who wanted to please both the Yankees and the Confederates. So he decided to wear a Union shirt and Confederate pants for his uniform, just like many conservatives, just like many patriots, just like many professed Christians. They want to have it both ways, just like this diplomatic soldier. And you know what diplomacy is, right, America? Ben Franklin defined diplomacy perfectly. He said it's seduction in another guise. That's exactly right. Well, guess what? This diplomatic soldier that wanted to please the Yankees and the Confederates, he then walked out into the battlefield thinking both sides would accept him. See, the problem is he was dreadfully mistaken, because as he was shot to death by the North and both by the South. You can't have it two ways, friends. And let me just reinforce it with scripture, if I might. When you read the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse 26, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp. This was after they created the golden calf. Who was it that created the golden calf? It was Aaron, Moses' brother. And why did he create the golden calf? Because he wanted to please the people, not God. And when Moses came down, the Lord had given him a commandment to separate the people. He said the people have corrupted themselves, right? Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all of the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Is what scripture tells us. Exodus 32, verse 27, then says, and he said, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side." Hebrews 4:12, forgive me. "Put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from the gate throughout the camp." And basically, folks, we as preachers are called to slay sin, not to compromise with it. And that was the commandment that God gave to Moses, to separate those that are with me and those that are not. And the Bible does tell us in the book of Corinthians, I just read it, we are to judge within. And guess what? God said he would judge those that are without. You have a problem in this country today because the conservatives, patriots, and or Christians, they won't judge themselves, because the problem is they think that they themselves are the standard. They think they're right. Well, I want to tell you something. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, and surely you will fall. Christ is right. The Word of God is right. The Holy Ghost is right. The Father is right. We are wrong. That is the best place in the world to be, friends, because then it gives God all sovereignty over our lives, with us yielding up to his education in the ways of grace, growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the process. But when we think we're right about this, that, and the other thing, and we're right about our politics, which I can almost guarantee you are not, in so many different ways, in so many different facets, I'd love to prove that point. 1-866-582-9933. Again, friends, the fact of the matter is what we need to do is we need to get back to who we are, not what men say we are. And I am so sick and tired, and I am so sick and tired of the hypocrites that call themselves conservatives, patriots, and Christians. I mean, and to sit here and listen to Tommy Loren, going back to her, isn't it absolutely amazing that she's using the same talking points of those that she supposedly condemns? I get hate from both sides, really? We didn't hear about hate up until the last 15 years, and at that point, she was probably still in her diapers, right? So she's a good exhibition of what a public school has done. And I want to tell you something, friends. You need to pay attention as to what's going on in public schools, because you're being diverted as to what's going on in this country in a major, major way. While your kids today and this week and next month and next year are all being indoctrinated illegally by the federal government. Just wanted to share that with you. And by the way, if you got your kid in a public school, going back to scripture, I don't see where it says you're supposed to let some lawless liberal lunatic raise up your child. No, it says train up your children in the ways that they will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from them. But I know there's a good excuse as to why you do it. And guess what? You're going to eat the fruit of your own ways sooner or later. I don't care how hard you have to work. And if that's the story, and if that's the river you want to cry for me, you're crying the wrong direction. You really are. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to play that one more time. This is Tommy Loren, a self-professed conservative, on the political view with a bunch of worldlings and gossips. As a matter of fact, nobody that I know of has any respect for these women whatsoever. But for some reason or another, she thought she was going to take her place, and she was going to win the approbation of both sides. And it's not working out for her. Listen to this again one more time carefully.
A conservative Republican and a constitutional conservative, but you also consider yourself pro-choice, which is interesting to me because 68% of conservative Republicans think that abortion should be illegal across the board.
No, I'm pro-choice, and here's why. I am a constitutional, you know, someone that loves the Constitution. I am someone that's for limited government, and so I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and say I'm for limited government, but I think that the government should decide what women do with their bodies. I can sit here and say that as a Republican, and I can say, you know what, I'm for limited government, so stay out of my guns. And you can stay out of my body as well. So I think it's
just... Well, you need to go out and speak to her about that.
Sounds really educated, doesn't she?
I do every day. And, you know, I get a lot of attacks from conservative women as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's equal hate from all sides for people.
Poor victim. Equal hate from both sides. Using the talking points that have been contrived to shut down the conservatives. I mean, this is just incredible. But you know what? I did want to, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, this self-professed Christian and constitutional, as she called herself, conservative Republican, she called herself, Tommy Loren, after she came out in support of being, you know, pro-choice, murder the baby at will, now a former Planned Parenthood manager has decided that she'll come out and tell you exactly whose body's at stake in the abortion issue and where they stand. and where they end up. Sue Thayer, a former Planned Parenthood manager, was interviewed by President of Live Action, Lila Rose. Thayer explained that she was sent to an abortion room to witness the procedure firsthand. Well, when you first start out, she said, Planned Parenthood, they have the trainees stand by the door, she began. And I did that for the first two or three procedures. And I finally said, why? Why does that happen? And she said, well, usually when somebody comes in for the first time, they pass out. Notice they said for the first time because Planned Parenthood wants repeat offenders. Do you understand? Thayer went on. She said she didn't pass out, and after a few more procedures were done, she was allowed to move closer to the foot of the bed to see what was occurring. According to Thayer, the whole procedure only takes 3 or 4 minutes. You can watch the video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. What they call the contents of the uterus or products of conception are emptied into this gallon jar, the baby, she added, and they turn it off and take the suction thing off the gallon jar and set in the pass-through, and it goes into the dirty lab, the baby does. So then you go around the corner and into the dirty lab, take the jar out, put it in this big, like, Rubbermaid colander and rinse it with this big hose, she continued. Then you dump it in this little glass jar and put it on this little shelf that has this bright light. And you bring the light over and you kind of piece it back together and try to see if you got all of the parts. Then she realized what was really happening. I remember standing there looking at that, and I said, why are there three arms, she said, you know? And we're looking at the gal training me, said, twins. It was twins. It was twins that were being sucked out of the woman's body into the dirty lab. And keep in mind, these are the people that are also selling body parts, and your government's all well aware of it. And the person that did the expose on Planned Parenthood out of their own mouths, indicting themselves out of their own mouths, the Department of Justice is suing the individual that caught them in the act. Not hailed as a hero, but hailed as a hater now, because you've accepted this America. She went on. It was twins. Do you tell me that the mom, that she had two twins? Thayer asked the trainer, are you going to tell her that they were twins? The trainer said they normally did not discuss that with the mother because it would upset them all the more. Of course, this little glass bowl with the baby, depending on how far along the baby was, there's the big white porcelain sink, Thayer added, and they would dump it in the sink, rinse it out, put the bowl back to use next time, and hit the plunger, and it would flush kind of like a toilet. Then the startling realization of where those babies' bodies were going dawned on her. And I just remember standing there, said Miss Thayer, thinking, all those babies are in Des Moines sewer system, she said. Thayer went to say later on that they would put the babies into the little red bags with a twisty tie and fling them in the freezer. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com today. But here you have the conservatives of the day advocating winning the approbation of those that agree to kill the innocent in the womb. I wonder why they do with those, she recalled. I wonder what they do with those things. But because I thought if there's a buck to be made, they will sell those. I'm kind of curious, America, as to why they throw those baby parts into a freezer. Indeed, Planned Parenthood is the Nazis of the United States. They are the profiteers of the American Holocaust. That is abortion. And they are then profiting more in the sale of the murdered baby parts. And you know it, America. And not only should abortion be treated as premeditated murder, but Planned Parenthood should not be just defunded, but brought to justice, and a biblical justice at that. Where life is given for life for those guilty of these crimes against the most innocent in our society. And I got a question for everybody listening to me right now. How could it be otherwise? If you were in the womb and someone wanted to take your life, but God's law protected that criminal from wanting to murder you, why wouldn't you stand up for the innocent in the womb today, America? Thayer is one of many former managers of Planned Parenthood who have come out against the organization. Abby Johnson's another one. I've seen her in Atlanta. She has encouraged Christian pastors to lead in the fight for complete and total abolition of abortion. It's also interesting to note that she spent several moments of her time when I did see her in Atlanta, Abby Johnson. We had her on the radio show as well. But it was interesting how much time she spent asking the pastors that were in the room, why is it that you're not preaching out against the sin of abortion? And America, therein lies your answer. That's why you have abortion. America, why do you tolerate those that profess to be Christians when in fact they're not? Let me say it like this, just going back to Exodus 32. If you're not on God's side, you're putting yourself in peril. And I want to let you know, there is no excuse for a person in this country, because every hotel you go to, every library you go to in this country, the Bible is accessible. Barnes and Nobles carries the Bible. There's no excuse. And it all reminds me of my friend, Dr. D. James Kennedy, before he passed away, when he shared this story with me. Many of you have probably have heard this before, but he said to me, I was on television. He preached to the world literally 7 days a week. He still is, and he's been gone for, I believe, 7 to 8 years now. But he told me to my face, Bradley, I pointed my finger to the camera, and I said, today, this 70-year-old man said, today over 4,000 babies are going to be murdered in the womb today. Because over 300,000 pulpits in this country failed to preach out against the sin of abortion. 4,000 babies are murdered in the womb today because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Sodomy is spreading through Disney. We're going to be talking about this pretty quick. Because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. As a matter of fact, they've now been infiltrated to go ahead and promote that which God condemns. There's no excuse, America. We are in the position that we deserve to be in. Not so much the younger generation, of which I would be a part of, no. But I am taking responsibility. Rather than being a part of the problem, I want to be a part of the answer. But in the process, I also want to show you the responsible party so you can understand as to why we are in the position that we are in today. We're in the position that we are in today, friends, because the American church has left Christ. The American church has left God the Father of the Mosaic Institution. So when we talk about God bless America, remember, God has blessed America. And it would be good timing, friends, for us to stand up and bless God and begin to uphold his law against crime, that he might establish judgment, that we might understand what righteousness and peace is really like in this country in the way that it was meant to be. But it's not going to happen without fighting the good fight of faith. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. Show the world you love them by what you do. Don't give them your lip service. They're sick of it. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.